Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
I want to first say that it's a tremendous honor to be here today with you guys. Thank you so much, Anita, for the invitation. These opportunities to come into a community and share with you the story of Viola and how her story has impacted my story and my life. And it's, again, a great honor just to be here with you today. I want to say that I wrote the song Viola, 12 years ago now, about, I think. I had seen just a quick bit of her story as I was watching the History Channel. There was a history of the Civil Rights Movement they were airing. There was just this quick blurb about this woman, Viola Liuzzo, who was murdered in 1965 from that march from Selma to Montgomery. And I was intrigued by her story because, unlike so many that you hear about, this was a white woman, a mother, somebody who really had not a lot of skin in the game, as it were, and yet was compelled to leave her 5 children, her husband, her comfortable life in Detroit, get into a car, drive to Selma, Alabama, in 1965, to volunteer in any way to assist in the march. She was called, and she followed her heart. She was volunteering, driving marchers back and forth between Montgomery and Selma, those who weren't able to make the march both directions, who needed to get back and forth. And on one of those trips, as you heard, she was murdered. Car pulled up aside, full of Klansmen, and one FBI agent undercover. And they opened fire on the vehicle, and she was killed. And I thought to myself, wow. If we all could bear the burden and accept the responsibility that injustice towards one of us is injustice towards us all, what a great world this would be. And how her story resonated so greatly with me and inspired me to speak out, to act out, to march, to vote. That story is an inspiring story that I believe we all should know. And we should all find ways where we can own these kind of actions for ourselves. Of course, Viola died on a march for equal rights, equal vote. Voting rights. And that's obviously one way that we are all empowered to have our voice heard. There are many today that continue to find ways to keep people from voting with voter ID laws, gerrymandering, making access to voting booths nearly impossible for so many. We have to find ways to ensure that that right is kept dear, and that all people and all citizens have that opportunity for their voice to be heard, and that we continue to speak out for racial, economic, and social equality of all kinds. I had been performing the song Viola for about 5 years. Without really knowing anything about Viola's life personally. To me, she was a historic figure, somewhat of a myth. She slowly was becoming my hero. And I was missing a big part of her story. I performed this song, it was the day before Martin Luther King Day. And a young woman from the Asbury Park Press had been at my performance, and that next day on Martin Luther King Day, she wrote about my song, Viola. She had included some of the lyrics, and obviously that it was a song about Viola the user. As it turns out, Viola's youngest daughter, Sally, had her Google alert set for any time her mother's name was mentioned in the national press. That afternoon, I received a Facebook instant message. It's very technological. It's amazing what how small the world has become. From a Sally Liuzzo. And I recognized the name. But I didn't know that Viola had a family. I didn't know, I was really remiss in discovering these things about her. I didn't know she had daughters and sons. And I received this letter from Sally Liuzzo, and I was like, what is this? And I'm reading it, and she said, my name's Sally. My mother was Viola Liuzzo. And thank you. Thank you for honoring my mother. That followed with a few more letters from her other daughters. And we grew into having a nice relationship, and I've had the honor of appearing with their family at events like these. I had never expected for a song that I wrote to have such an impact on my life. They invited me to join them at the Selma 50th anniversary, and I had the honor of performing the song 50 Miles at the memorial there on the side of the road where their mother was murdered. And we were fortunately able to document my experience to Selma, and I'm happy to share that short film with you now. It's called 50 Miles.
I wrote the song Viola in 2005. I had heard her story in a History of Civil Rights in America documentary I saw on the History Channel.
And I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
A heroic story with incredible sacrifice that really confirmed my faith that oppression against one is oppression against the soul.
Well, we know that the vote is the key to democratic government.
And no matter who the oppressor or whom the oppressed might be.
At times, history and fate meet at a single time, in a single place, to shape a turning point in man's unending search for freedom. So it was at Lexington and Concord. So it was a century ago at Appomattox. So it was last week in Selma, Alabama.
She was a champion for freedom, and she instantly became my hero. Now, I had no idea who Viola really was, where she came from, who she may have left behind. And it never really mattered to me either until January 16th, 2012. It was Martin Luther King Day. I received a Facebook message from a Sally Liuzzo in the middle of the night. She had just read about my performance of Viola the day before in the Asbury Park Press. Thank you for writing the beautiful song about my mother, Viola Gregg Liuzzo, it said. I just stopped. Two more letters followed from daughters Mary and her eldest daughter, Penny.
Penny, how are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm great. Great to hear your voice. You like it? Good.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Mary, I was on the phone with her talking about coming down, and she said, you know, Arlen, you should write a song for Selma 50. And I said, you know, that's not a bad idea. And I sat down, and it came together. So, yeah, Mary, it was her inspiration that brought that about. So I'm really pleased you like it. That's really great.
Viola was not just a hero. She was a loving mother, wife, devoted friend, and fierce woman of conviction. And this new friendship started me on a journey that would take me to places I never thought I'd be, and finally, to Selma, Alabama, 3 years later, the place where Viola's life ended and her legacy began. I was going to honor her in the only way I knew how.
And so tomorrow, what I'm really looking forward to is getting up early and meeting Sally and Penny and Mary and the brother out at that marker before the march. And to lay a wreath at that place is going to be, I think, the clearest moment yet. Maybe the closest I'll ever get to Viola.
I got a Google alert come across that said singer-songwriter performs Viola. So I listened to this song, and it was very obviously a song written about my mother. I wrote him, told him how beautiful the song was, and he has struck up a friendship with my family. He travels with us quite a bit.
The song's called Viola. We could all sit down, rewrite the Constitution.
Or we could fight it out and start up a revolution. Either way, it's fine with me. Still, you refuse to see. You're blind to resolution.
The story was that she was driving down Interstate or Highway 80. US 80 out here from Selma to Montgomery. After she had taken marchers back to Selma, she was heading back to Montgomery to pick up another load. Four Klansmen chased her at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour, overtook the car, shot into the car, hit her twice in the head, the car went off the road, and she was dead.
The FBI came in and rewrote the autopsy report and said that she had needle marks in her arms, as if she was taking dope.
We've all worked for 50 years to make sure the public knows who our mother was.
I never questioned my mother's reputation. I mean, I was 18 years old. I knew whatever they said wasn't, you know, that's not my mother.
I hope to live to see the day where people like Viola and those so many that made that kind of sacrifice are recognized by people of this country as true American heroes, not agitators or traitors, but truly the great American hero that we all aspire to be, I think, that this country inspires us to be.
You will look around and see that glad day when all of God's children will be able to cry out, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty.
When the truth be known, she was raised in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in the segregated South. She was a Southerner being called home, but she could no longer sit and watch as her people suffered.
At least it fills me, and it really makes me feel satisfied and justified and know that her life did make a difference.
When I wrote the song, you know, I really had no idea the impact that it would make, never mind on Viola's family's life, that I think has brought some joy to them in seeing their mother's recognition, but the impact on my life.
You people being here, and the looks in your faces are how we experienced, or how I experienced my mother's love.
You know what? 50 years ago, we would all have been shot for standing here together.
Right. But something about this weekend has got so much more impact. It's got so much weight. You run into people, you're meeting people that are also on a adventure of discovery or rediscovery, experiencing it for the first time, or coming back to kind of relive those moments, to feel those moments, like that gentleman Bruce we met up at the marker who was arrested before the march, picketing at the mayor's house. He didn't get to even participate in the march because, like Viola, he was somebody who recognized that there was a greater calling than his own, you know, life and his own needs at that time. And to sacrifice his time and his body and to go to jail for a cause that he believed in, it's another great story.
The irony is, you know, that I kind of begged my way into the group that went and picketed the mayor's house that then got arrested. Had I not done that, I might have been able to march. Yeah.
And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
I feel the weight and the heaviness of that moment being there. It's nice because Viola's been, you know, started out as this faraway figure that keeps coming closer, like going down the highway, and you see the light off in the distance, and you get closer and closer, and it's coming into focus.
Viola Luizzo, the wife of Detroit Steamster Union agent, was a strong and compassionate woman who left her home and family in Detroit, Michigan, to identify with the oppressed and to help her brothers and sisters gain the right to vote.
Scarlett Brown has taken it upon herself to take on the task of continuing Miss Lowry's legacy. And we're grateful, my sisters, my brother and I, they put this marker here when nobody was doing anything.
We do not shed tears, O God, for we know that Viola Luzzo is with you. For all the work that she set on this earth, O God, we thank you. We thank you for her life. We thank you for the legacy, and oh God, we will never forget her sacrifice.
For every step taken on this road, it's called 50 miles. Mm-hmm. 50 miles from Selma to Montgomery, and every mile is etched upon my memory. Over the river, over earth and stone, looking for a better way back home.
Fortune smiles
for those who love and do good deeds.
Teach your child
to dream and live.
In the spirit of Viola Luizzo, her life would never die. Okay, we're going to continue to keep hope alive based in her name, her family's name. God bless you. Who are we?
Defense!
Who are we?
Defense!
Who are we?
Defense!
Who are we?
Defense!
Water is running under this bridge. Tell Martin we're still marching for him. Sweet lady, you've been waiting too long. It's time you got to sing your freedom song. Time is cruel indeed. So why you gonna try to rewrite history?
Thank you.
Thanks. I wanted to leave you with a little message from the family, actually. They all have spoken on many occasions how grateful they are for the Universalist Unitarian Society, for all the support that they've given the family through the years. They're the one organization that has actually recognized Viola's legacy and her sacrifice more than any to this day. They hosted a lovely event for them at the Selma 50th and were neglected in a lot of the events of the weekend. So they've always been extremely grateful and spoke very highly of the society. And Penny, Viola's eldest daughter, sent a few extra remarks. And I was surprised to get this from her because she's actually probably a woman of very little words, more so than the other children. This is her message to you. Thank you for honoring my mother. She said, I really try to stay out of politics, but when you see all the injustices going on, you must not remain neutral or silent. So I say to you, keep voicing your outrage. Call and write your congressmen. Let them know elections are next year and they can be voted out. Also, if you think one person can't make a difference, think about what a tiny little mosquito can do to you in your bedroom at night. It only takes one pebble to start a ripple. Peace, love, and hope to you all. Thank you so much.